So we've slept and sabbathed in the last couple of videos. Now we're ready to work. But before we get to the question of how we should work as Christian men, I want to deal with the question of what should we do as Christian men. That brings the whole area of calling into view. What is my calling? And although we're used to thinking perhaps only of pastors or missionaries having callings, the Reformation actually recovered the doctrine of vocation for all people and taught that God has a calling for everyone, that everyone has a divinely appointed post and divinely appointed responsibilities. And therefore, we've got to ask the question, what is our calling? And a few wrong questions to ask as we try to answer that. First wrong question is, what do I want to do? It's the wrong place to start. That's not the first question. Neither is it, what would make me lots of money? Wrong place to start. Or what will make me happy? Wrong place to start. Or what do my parents or teachers or society expect me to do? Wrong place to start. Or what are other people doing? Wrong place to start. All of these are not the right questions to start with. The right questions to start with is, Lord, what will you have me to do? What does God want me to do? And to answer that question, we need to ask some other questions. And the first one is this, what talents has God given me? Now, God can sometimes call us to something that we didn't expect, but he'll always equip us for his calling. In other words, if you can't work with your hands, you're not called to be a carpenter. If you can't study, that's not your talent, you're not called to be a pastor. So you've got to ask, first of all, what talents has God given me? That will be a guide to you. Secondly, what desires has God given you? Sometimes God can surprise us and ask us to do something we didn't expect, but usually he gives us a desire. He gives us an interest in something, a field, and then takes that on and develops it into a calling. So what are your desires, your interests? Thirdly, what opportunities has he given you? In other words, have you begun to exercise these talents in any ways? For example, if you feel you're being called to be a pastor, has your church given you the opportunity to, say, teach a Sunday school or preach at the jail or go to a nursing home? What opportunities has he given you? Again, that can be a guide as to God's guidance. Fourthly, what responsibilities has he given you? Now, whatever we're called to in terms of our work, we are called to provide for our families. In fact, the Apostle Paul says in his letter to Timothy, if we don't provide for our families, we're worse than pagans. So God has not called us to a calling which prevents us or makes it impossible for us to provide adequately for our families. It doesn't mean provide abundantly, but provide sufficiently. And that might guide you as well as to your calling. Then you might ask, well, what encouragements has he given me? Have I met with any success or approval from others as I've developed and grown in my interest in taking these opportunities? Have I got any providential encouragements that I'm going in the right direction? Then sixthly, what rules has he given me? Again, we are not called to break God's commandments. He doesn't call us to do that. So he's not called you to work in a morally compromised industry or to work for a company whose whole moral ethos is corrupt and compromised. He's not called you to do that. And then lastly, what advice has he given you? In the multitude of counselors, there is safety, said the wisest man in the world, Solomon. So talk to your pastor, talk to your elders, talk to your dad, talk to your brother, talk to an older Christian, ask them for advice, for input into what God might have you to do. But it's all under that big question, Lord, what will you have me to do? So your action for this week is really to ask that question, but do it practically. In other words, take the questions that I've given you, the 7 questions, and write them down and write answers to them. Force yourself to write them and maybe share them with your wife or a dad or another Christian man and ask them for input. Does this look right to you? Am I accurately assessing myself? And do this prayerfully and seek God's guidance using all these means to answer that question, Lord, what will you have me to do? Real men seek and follow God's call.